In 1872, our public transport was very sound. You didn't need a monthly pass, and the trains were above the ground. But awarding contracts was nae so easy, as Sir Johnny would understand. For even the trains would nae go as fast as when the shite did hit the fan.
Order.
Monsieur le Président, ma question s'adresse au Premier ministre au sujet de l'assignation du contrat de chemin de fer canadien-pacifique.
Hear, hear.
Can I understand the damn word he's saying? Can we use the translator?
Monsieur le Président, mes électeurs
Mr. Speaker, my constituents are concerned about the awarding of the Canadian Pacific Railway contract to a Toronto millionaire without a formal auctioning process. Will the Prime Minister do the honourable thing by cancelling the contract and holding proper public hearings?
Hear, hear.
Yeah.
The Honourable Prime Minister.
Mr. Speaker, the honourable gentleman can stick his public hearings up his honourable kilt. I'm the father of this country, and the country will bloody well do as I say. And if the country has a problem with that, we'll see how it feels about going to bed without any supper.
Here, here.
Here, here.
Yeah.
Grip Radio presents A Specific Scandal.
Our story begins at the offices of the Ottawa Scum newspaper, where Martin Moist begins his first day as an investigative reporter.
I really appreciate this opportunity, Mr. Grabbit. I think I can be the finest reporter the Scum has ever had.
Moist, what are your feelings towards ambivalence?
Mixed.
Apathy?
Couldn't care less.
Privacy?
None of your business.
I like your style, Moist, but if you want to write for the Ottawa Scum, you have to have honesty, you have to have integrity, and above all, you have to have a bit of class. This isn't some sensationalized, sleazy tabloid.
Pledge, how's this for page 3?
No, she's not big enough up top. Now, people, I need a lead story for tomorrow's edition, and I need it yesterday. Dixie, Sludge, ideas.
Near completion of the Intercolonial Railway from Halifax to Quebec?
Boring.
Prince Edward Island considers joining Confederation?
Dull.
MacDonald may call an election next month.
Banal.
Jimmy cracked corn?
I don't care.
This just came over the Telegraph. It says that the MP for North Hastings, Mackenzie Bull, nearly choked to death on a drumstick in the parliamentary cafeteria.
Now that has potential. Moist, give me a catchy headline for that story.
How about Chicken Catches a Tory?
Now that's friggin' class, Moist. Welcome aboard.
Thank you, sir.
Moist, this woman in the garish dress is Dixie Crapbox. She's an absolutely brilliant layout artist, and I use the term brilliant loosely, the term layout somewhat liberally, and the term artist with a flagrant disregard for the Canadian artistic community's pursuit of excellence. Dixie, this is Martin Moist, our new reporter.
Pleased to make your quote-unquote acquaintance.
Nice to meet you.
And this pig-faced half-wit is Sludge.
Pleased and honored to meet you.
Pardon?
Now, you'll have to excuse Sludge. He's initiating a cost-cutting measure. See, it's his intention to reduce the paper's overhead by eliminating all words ending with ED and replacing them with new past tenses of his own invention.
We've reduced the staff budget as much as we can, so now we've moved on to the vocabulary budget. It's my intention that by next year we'll have revamped the entire English language.
That's quite an ambitious project.
Are you from another planet?
No, I'm just an ugly human being.
Launch party!
I've chowed the champagne!
Launch party? I thought this paper launched a year ago.
It did. This is to celebrate the page I just finished.
You have a launch party for each page?
We used to have one for each paragraph, but Pledge thought that was excessive.
I'll get that.
Get what?
The telephone.
Telephone? It's 1872.
Shh. Ottawa Scum.
Is this Martin Moist, the new reporter?
Yes.
Meet me at the parliamentary stables, bud. I have a scoop for you.
My days of scooping at the stables, sir, have long since ended. I'm a reporter now.
But I have a story for you, bud.
In that case, I'll bring my shovel.
Where do you go, my friend?
The parliamentary stables, please.
Parliamentary stable? No?
No, parliamentary stable.
Give me grant, Jesus Christ. People don't know how to drive, huh? Now, where do you go? Alimentary staple?
No, parliamentary staple.
God damn me, me grants, I can't drive. Not like me, huh? My experience, I will be one day finest coach driver in world. Now, where do you go? Huh? Artie Crafty Maples?
Look, it's quite urgent that I get to the park.
Captain Peaking Immigrants!
Eventually, Moist made his way to the stable where he would discover something distinctly unstable.
Can I help you, sir?
I just need to get into the stable.
These horses are reserved for members of Parliament, sir. And it is my intent that their surroundings remain the cleanest in the British Empire.
Who are you, the stable boy?
I have been solely graced with the charge of cleansing these deliberative assembly mews of the umber, aromatically repellent offerings of their equine occupants.
I see.
Monstrous black swells of turbid matter belching forth from the sire's hinder chasm and descending onto a fragrantly hideous, steaming mountain.
I'm feeling a bit queasy.
Yes, I too am faced with a desire to purge my abdominal cavity of the morning's refreshments.
Yes, thank you.
A technicolored cascade of churned edibles erupting from my throat and showering the ground with a nauseating exhibition of disgorged omelette and a soft mass of ejected sausage.
Excuse me. All right, now which one of you called me? Look, I'm a busy man. I don't have time for games. You, with the blonde mane.
Hey, bud.
What? Who's there?
Who are you talking to?
No one. Are you the one who called?
Don't come any closer, bud.
I can't see you there in the dark.
I have information about the government CPR contract, bud. Information that concerns a string of lies and deceit that goes right to the top. Sir J.A.M.
What?
Sir J.A.M.
Jam?
No, Sir J.A.M. received bribes from Sir H.A., a multi-M from T.O. for the CPR.
So someone had jam with their ham for tea and had to perform CPR.
This goes right to the top, bud. The P.M.O.
P.M.O. Premenstrual...
His name rhymes with Jack Blonald.
Sir Jam Jack Blonald.
You figured out most of it, bud. You'll have to uncover the rest yourself.
Wait, what's your name?
Just call me Deep Mouth.
Moist ran like a nose back to the scum offices.
Pledge, I've got some big news. Apparently, someone whose name sounds like Jam Jack Blonald received some bribes in the form of ham in return for performing CPR on a Malteser.
Either that or Sir John A. MacDonald received bribes from Toronto multimillionaire Hugh Allen in return for the CPR contract.
Hey, you're good at this.
It's in this morning's Globe, you idiot. Get on that story, Moist.
I'm on it, sir.
You've been scooped, Moist. You've been scooped by George. I'm a Presbyterian Scottish cattle-breeding liberal twit with no class and a rag that isn't fit to lie in a budgie cage brown. I want to outdo that toffee-nosed paper. I want dirt. I want filth. Then I want it with class.
Moist worked through the night writing the dirtiest, filthiest, most scandalous story of his career. And the next morning...
Nice work, Moist. The whole town's talking about this scandal, thanks to us.
Have you guys seen that fancy horse and carriage outside? It looks like something that would belong to the...
Prime Minister.
You bastards. You ungrateful, bloody bastards. This is the poopiest, bummiest story I've ever read.
Prime Minister,
Didn't I talk back to your founding father? I'm gonna go to get a gun. I'm going to come down here and do some serious damage to the lot of you.
You think he's upset?
I think he's plastered.
He's passed. I think we passed him too far.
Hello? It's Patrick. He took out life insurance. Good for you, son. Oh, hi, Sid. Okay. That was Sid Panty, the owner. He wants to have a meeting with the whole staff. He'll be here in a second. Hi, Sid. Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Panty.
Good morning, Mr. Panty.
Good morning, Mr. Panty, and might I say it's a great honor.
This is very difficult for me to say, mainly because I just ate some hazelnuts.
Here's a glass of water, Mr. Panty.
Thank you. Now it's much easier for me to say. Due to the current controversies surrounding this publication and an impending lawsuit over this morning's story, which could prove horrendously expensive, tomorrow's will be the last edition of the Ottawa Scum. But there's no need to panic. I've got plenty of other assets to keep me going. Now, get back to work. Oh, and kindly refrain from using my printing press to copy resumes.
Well, that really sucked.
Having found himself out of work after only 2 days on the job, Moist hastily visited the nearby pub to drown his sorrows and wash his socks.
I don't believe this. What do I do now? I can't go on the dole because it won't exist for another 70 years.
Why are you hunched over the bar like that? Push your seat in, lad.
No, my doctor said I should avoid straining with my stools. Another draft, please, Seamus.
Jesus, Marty and Brian Maroney, that's the 10th draft this afternoon.
I don't care, the story's not coherent, and I counted 4 spelling errors on the first page alone. Do another draft.
By the heart of St. Marty's Coonch, I really think this could be the beginning of the great Canadian novel.
Whatever, and get me a beer as well.
Sure, and would you like me to wipe your fat arse while I'm at it? Oh, would you like anything on those crackers?
That's not necessary. I have a cheesy mustache.
Right, lad.
Soon, my friend, we shall have more money than God intended man to have.
Hey, that sounds like...
What are you going to do with all that cash, Deepy?
It is. I didn't know that creep Panty frequented the Speculum and Anchor. And who's that dodgy-looking fellow with him?
Well, if I had my druthers...
You're not wearing any druthers.
Shh! Not so loud! I've always wanted a pair of ice skates.
Wait a minute.
Nice white ones like the ladies wear.
I know that voice. It's Deep Mouth.
You shall have your ladies' ice skates, Deepy, as many pairs as you like. Shall we go, you naughty old boy?
But Deep Mouth is the one that leaked the information that got us sued. Why would Panty be conspiring with him? It's time to put all my skill and training as an investigative reporter to use. I'm going to get to the bare bottom of this.
You're dropped, you bastard.
There's only one eye in Sammy Davis.
Damn.
Upon returning to the office, Moist noticed a press release announcing the grand opening of the Canadian Pacific Railway with the train's maiden journey to set out from Ottawa. An early morning conference was called for that afternoon.
Why did you drag me here, Martin? I'm not a quote-unquote reporter.
This is going to be our last front-page story, Dixie. It's an event.
It's a rather odd event.
How so?
How could they be sending out that so-called train before the quote-unquote railway has been built?
My God, you're right.
That's him, Sir Hugh Allen!
Okay, lads and lassies and wee bairns, eh? I do not fully ken the full magnitude myself of this massive undertaking.
Sir Hugh.
Aye.
Sir Hugh, Martin Moist, Ottawa Scum. How can this train move before the railway has been constructed?
Oh, being a journalist makes you an expert in engineering now, does it? Just who do you think you're talking to? I'll tell you how it's done, laddie. We lay down the frigging track in front of the train while it's in motion. It's as easy as haggis.
That's brilliant.
Aye. Now, it's time to christen the train.
Is it customary to christen a train, sir? I mean, rather than driving the last spike?
I'll drive the last spike into your friggin' skull if you didn't belt up. As I was saying, it's time to christen the train. Ugh, what? You know, it's a shame to waste a good bottle of scotch. I think I'll christen my gullet instead. Ah, aye. Ugh, I'd also like to take this opportunity to announce a 20-minute delay in the train's departure. I shall now christen the train's first delay. Ah! Well, aye, for those of you who will not stand for further delays, please stand for the singing of our national anthem. Join me in welcoming the Hudson's Bay Company Métis Choir.
The maple leaf, our emblem dear, the maple leaf forever, God save our queen and heaven bless, the maple leaf forever.
dogs sniff our luggage? All they're going to smell is my undergarments.
I could sniff those out myself.
Be quiet, Sludge.
Do you have your Hudson's Bay card, sir?
Not interested, thanks.
You receive 40% off any beaver pelt at your nearest Hudson's Bay Company outlet, sir.
Is that all you do when you shop at the Bay?
That's most generous, but we're not interested.
Did I mention I'm paid on commission only, sir?
How fascinating.
And that I'm saving for my tuition, sir? I've applied to the University of Ottawa, sir.
Well, good luck. Excuse us.
You're an ass, sir.
Watch it.
Martin, are you paying for a quote-unquote ticket?
Certainly not.
Come on! Don't be such a Jew!
Sludge, that's a terrible expression, using a racial stereotype to describe my stinginess. You mean, don't be niggardly. Now, let's get on that train. There's something poopy going on here.
Passengers are reminded that when on station platforms, high-speed trains may pass at any time. For your own safety and protection, please stand well back of the yellow platform lines. All aboard. Toronto Union, next stop, Toronto.
Railways are all the same. A series of so-called carriages drawn by a quote-unquote engine along an excuse for a track. That's a train, please. And look at all these sad excuses for passengers. Poor schleps who are going nowhere in life. Well, I'm not gonna join their number. I'm gonna do something with my life.
And what's that?
I'm gonna have a launch party.
Launch party for what?
The wind I just passed.
I wonder who's laying down the track while we're in motion. Hey, there's an old lady in the non-hearing section. Maybe she knows. Excuse me. Oh, for God's sake, excuse me.
She's deaf, Martin.
That's no excuse for being rude. Excuse me.
Maybe this choir boy who's going nowhere in life knows. Excuse me, what's your name?
Excuse.
Pardon?
Excuse.
Excuse?
Yes.
How do you spell that?
C-C-H-F-H.
I'm sorry,
It doesn't matter. Could you tell us who is laying down the so-called track?
Some Chinaman on top of the train.
I'll take a look. Good day, sir.
Can I help you?
I'm just looking.
Oh, no looking. Go.
Do you mind if I read my magazine?
No reading magazine. You go.
Is this why you came all the way to Canada, so you could lay down all this track?
Yes. Go.
Who asked you to do this?
I don't remember. You go.
Perhaps this bowl of rice will refresh your memory.
Oh, no, I remember. It was that man behind you.
What?
Mr. Moist, isn't it?
Mr. Panty, what brings you to the top of the 503 to Toronto Union?
I was going to ask you the same question. Have you found a new job already?
No, I was just going for a stroll. I needed a bit of fresh air.
Chin? Yes, sir! Put him below with the others. Yes, sir!
Now look, I must warn you, I am armed and legged.
Don't struggle, Mr. Moist. Chin here has a black belt and matching footwear.
Unhand me at once, sir. I'm a dominion of the citizen of Canada. I have a critical opinion of Canada. Whatever you're up to, you won't get away with it. Let me out.
It's no use, it's luck.
Sludge, Dixie, how did you get in here?
They're on to us.
We're being forcibly detoned.
Well, the situation could be far worse.
How?
Well, they could have thrown a hornet's nest into the car. You bastards.
I hate hornets.
Quick, open the window.
They're swarming around me.
They're attracted to your brightly colored dress. Get rid of it.
What?
Quickly. Throw it out the window.
They're still around me.
It's your brightly colored corset. Take it off. It's your undergarments. They're attracted to your undergarments. Well, that did the trick.
I better put something on.
There isn't time. We've got to find a way out of here.
How do we get out when the door's locked?
We need a battering ram.
Use me!
Perfect. Dixie, you take his ankles.
What happened?
The swines. They've destroyed the door, so we can't knock it down.
We'll have to repair it.
That could take hours.
Are you too stupid? All we have to do is repair the so-called lock mechanism and then quote-unquote pick it.
Brilliant. Let's get started.
Ah, there's nothing like first class, is there, DP?
Does everyone in first class get a free oriental massage?
Relax!
Oh! Sorry.
Anyone who can afford it, DP. And right now, that's just the two of us.
Relax!
Oh!
She's rather good, isn't she? She tells me it's her dream to open a chain of oriental massage parlors across the seedy west end of Toronto. All she needs is financing from someone like me. Isn't that right, Ping?
Extra dollar. You touch.
It's charming. It's charming. Ah, Sir Hugh, come to join in for a shiatsu. Just what the hell are you two playing at? That is grammatically incorrect. You mean, at what the hell are you both playing? Shut up! We're way off course. We're supposed to be headed for Toronto and then way out to buggery Ontario. Ugh, when I asked that effing wee Chinaman up top what he was up to... you mean to what he was up? He said he was under strict orders not to discuss it with anyone. The effing wee Chinaman speaks the truth, Sir Hugh. I gave him those instructions. Ugh! Why?
Oh, ho, wouldn't you like to know, bud?
Relax!
Oh, Jesus!
2 hours later, our heroes had the lock mechanism fixed.
Finished. Now, who knows how to pick a lock? Who is going to pick this lock?
I thought you knew how to!
Oh, for God's sake. We'll have to get the keys. Look, I'll distract the guard while the two of you jump him on my cue.
Good plan!
Excuse me, guard? Mr. Guard, I wonder if I could have your attention.
What you want?
I heard this very funny joke the other day. I'm actually not terribly good at telling jokes, but this one really is very funny. Now!
What now?
Now I'm going to tell the joke. It seems there are these shepherds up on a hill, and they screw sheep and so on. And one of them says, well, I forget what he says, but essentially what happens is he ends up screwing this sheep, as it were. Jump him!
What?
He jumps the sheep, and he sees two other guys laughing at him. And he says, what's so funny? And they say, well, that one's ugly.
That is stupid joke.
Oh, look, a naked woman.
Ah!
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 Why didn't you jump him?
We were waiting for you to finish the joke.
Good work, people. Sludge, get the keys.
I already broke them.
Good, we're out.
Great, we escaped from one car and now we're in another.
Can I put something on now?
Oh, for God's sake. Here, wear this hat.
Thank you.
Your modesty will be the death of us all. What's this?
It's a quote-unquote flyer of some kind.
Why is it flying around here?
It isn't laid out very well. The excuse for printing is all crooked.
Confederation holidays, lowest prices guaranteed. Florida round trip by rail, only $159. That sounds like a dastardly plot.
Why?
I can get a trip to Florida for a fraction of that price. For God's sake, man, get that paper off your face.
Is that the so-called American border up ahead?
Impossible. This train doesn't come anywhere near the American border for miles.
What's that dumpy looking town in the distance?
You know something? I think we're near the American border.
Is there something blocking the way up ahead?
It looks like quote-unquote dynamite.
Don't be ridiculous. Probably dynamite.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the sound of the inside of Sludge's underpants as the explosion occurred.
You all right, Sludge?
Just a little stand. Who could have cased this?
I did.
Holy Mother of Christ.
Don't take the Lord's name on a train.
It's the stable boy with poetic bodily functions.
I am, in reality, Lawrence Savacadia.
This is a bit non sequitur, isn't it?
Shh! I've uncovered a hideous plot.
You've just weakened a hideous plot.
A vile scheme to divert the Canadian Pacific Railway south of the 49th parallel in a despicable pursuit of swift profit.
Of course. That explains why they didn't lay down the track in advance, so no one would know about their ghastly plan. Couldn't you just shit?
I'm shook. In fact, I'm disgusted.
I've done all I can, my friends. The rest is up to you.
Now that is one fast camel.
Ugh, wait, didn't leave me.
Who's that?
It's Sir Hugh. Not so fast, Sir Hugh. We're on to your little scheme.
Ugh, it wasn't my idea. It was Panty and his repulsive wee sidekick. Look, they're making a run for it.
Hold, Sir Hugh, Sludge. We've halted this creep's little plan. Now I'm gonna take down Panties. Taxi!
Where do you go?
Follow that coach.
Your friend drives like maniac!
He's not my friend. He represents the most foul and abhorrent of criminals.
Goddamn immigrants.
Pull up alongside him. Good, now run him off the road.
Take this, you stinking immigrant! What are you, an immigrant? I beg your pardon, sir. Immigrant! Got the bastard! Go, DP, drive!
I can't. The horse has a flat leg.
Well, don't you have a spare in the back?
Just a spare rib, sir.
Damn it, man. What the hell do I pay you for? I mean, for what the hell do I pay you?
You don't pay me, sir.
Well, for what the hell do I not pay you?
The jig's up, Mr. Panty. You too, Mr. Mouth.
Not so fast, Moist. I know how to use this abacus.
Then what's the square root of 72?
Damn, I surrender.
Very wise. Come along. Their plan, Prime Minister, was to use taxpayers' money to build a railway to Florida and sell holiday packages. At the same time, they would discredit you by leaking unfavorable information to the press.
Oh, you bastard.
Sir Hugh here thought he'd be sharing in their profit, but he was only being used by them. What I want to know, Sir Hugh, is why you did it.
Ugh, I had no option.
You did have an option, sir. You could have said no. You could have said this is wrong for Canada.
You sold us out.
You did not have a monopoly on patriotism, and I resent your implication that only ye are a Canadian.
If there's one commitment I have made, it's that the country I give to my children will be the same country my parents gave to me.
How is a job created in the modern economy?
All of you belt up. Martin Moise, this is my honor to give you the honor of planting this fig tree in honor of the near completion, well, the far from completion, the commencement of construction of the CPR. Will you do the honors?
I'd be honored. That plot of soil just blew a raspberry at me.
Cheeky sod. Moist, there you are. This is one hell of a friggin' story. You know what I like about you, Moist? You got class. How does associate editor sound to you?
Associate editor of what, Pledge? The Ottawa scum no longer exists.
I'm starting my own rag. It's gonna be classy. It's called the Ottawa Valley Slime. It's launching next week.
Launch party!
Good God, Dixie. You'll catch your death standing around in the altogether. Here, take my gloves.
Thanks, Pledge.
Sludge, you anus-eyed warthog. You want a job?
Get staff!
Well, I didn't know about the rest of you, but I'd like to brighten things up with a bit of a sing-song.
Please don't.
There was a certain man who lived in BNA.
His nose was red and his hair was crisp and gray.
The Grits all looked at him with loathing and disdain.
But he united us with his mighty train.
He could stand up in the House of Commons, full of confidence and scotch. The way he'd shoot down his opposition was a joy to watch. Yay, yay, Sir John A. wrote the Act of BNA. There was a Scot always making the most. Yay, yay, Sir John A., he and Georgie Cartier. We built a railway from coast to coast. Coast. Tell me, laddie, have you considered running for the Conservative Party?
Oh, no, Prime Minister, I have no such ambition.
Rex!
Ow!
And what are you, exactly?
I'm a Minger.
And what is a Minger?
Just an ugly human being, Prime Minister. Just an ugly human being.
Attention passengers on platform 1. The westbound train to British Columbia has been delayed for up to 30 minutes.
Oh.
I'll keep you updated as to its arrival time. Thank you for choosing Canadian Pacific.
Oh, Christ's sake.
This is ridiculous.
I've been waiting since 1871.
That was Grip Radio, a production of Ladigan Media Group featuring Chris Cornish, Mark Ellis, Stephen Ladigan, and Jessica Thomas. Theme by Hammer Thumb with additional music by Dave Kinsman. Script by Stephen Ladigan, sound editing by Andy Cram, and recording by Chris Heggie. Grip Radio is recorded before a live audience at the Poor Alex Theatre in Toronto.